Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'll be up there. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Blog Talk Radio. It's Brother B. Nicole, a.k.a. Bad Applesauce, a.k.a. Leah and Luca. Big Red is going to call back in a hot second. I am so sorry for the delay. Daddy duties, and I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
Whew. Ain't nothing like...
Don't nobody go into the bathroom for 35 to 45 minutes. That's all I got.
No. It wasn't that tight. It was... Gotta stay hydrated.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for 35... Sorry, I was watching the Boondocks earlier.
I was watching Kevin Hart and checking on my turkey wings in the crock pot.
All right now. See, Brother B, where's your crock pot? Do you have a crock pot?
Okay, I just recently learned how to... Well, hold on. Before we get into that, welcome everybody. Another episode of The Menu. How you doing? Now, let's get back to you. I finally learned how to use a crock pot.
What do you mean finally learned? It's not that difficult. Season meat, put meat in.
I understand, listen, I'm hands-on. I'll break out a pan, a pot, and I'll do what I need to do. I don't rely on some machine to marinate my food for 8 to 9 to 10 hours or whatever and cook it for me. I cook it my goddamn self. Okay?
Wait a second. Your parent, your first indoctrination into the parent club was, here's your crock pot, it will save your life. That should have been your introduction back.
No, because I like cooking.
One, you're crazy. I personally hate cooking. I do it. I'm not bad, but I do it. But I prefer a crock pot because it makes my life a lot easier. There's nothing like having ribs in the crock pot.
Hello?
It's done by the time I come home.
Yeah, how you doing? Listen,
all
out, Big Red. We're talking about crock pot. Listen, the crock pot. A crock pot is all right. It's an all right tool, but that's when I think that's when you're just having that moment where you just don't feel like cooking. Like you don't feel like burning on the stove.
That's for those moments when you are in a rush and you got dinner to get done, but you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got time to really be in there acting up.
Doing everything.
There's always lunch meat. Okay? If
that's
you're in a rush like that, all lunch
meat. No, you did not just say there is always lunch meat.
Yeah, you can't eat lunch meat all the time. What if you want something hot?
Do you know how much salt is in there?
You ain't going to be in a rush.
Very high in sodium.
Okay, Richard Simmons and Zach LaLanne. Okay, so yeah, really? Okay, Martha Stewart? Listen. You're not going to be in a rush all the time. You're not going to be in a rush all the time, so you going to crock pot every day? No.
Yeah, why
not? In the summertime,
Yeah, exactly, especially in the summertime, because that's a meal that you can have for at least a couple of days. Then once that meal is finished, you can make another meal for a couple of days. Heck yeah.
That's right.
No.
And this right here is for tomorrow. This meal I'm cooking right now is for 2 days.
You ain't so cooking the crock pot. Stop lying. You ain't cooking the crock pot is doing.
I'm preparing. I put some love in this dish, okay?
Okay, you know what?
What?
Okay, listen.
Hater and
it's
encore.
False advertising. False
hater.
Advertising. I ain't no hater. It's just
hater.
Not cooking to me.
Hater.
You just put it in there, and you put your ingredients all together, drop it in the thing with some juice, with some juices or whatever, beef broth, and then you just boom. You know what I'm saying? That's
it's
the
love.
It's love. Okay. Okay.
It's love.
Okay.
It.
Right. It's all love.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's the easy way out. It's an escape hatch, but it's
all. Well, what you think? Okay, so then what does lunch mean? Lunch means it's the same thing. It's an easy way out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that's an easier way out because you're not cooking anything. All you're doing is slapping some meat on a bread
But that's just one.
It's not even good.
What's wrong with making a salad? It's hot, so you know you eat light food, not no crock pot heavy foods.
What?
You don't
Hold up. For the record,
what?
Not everything in a crock pot is made heavy. You
can
make
stewed chicken. You can make chicken and dumplings. You can make chicken and rice.
If you know what you're doing, you can make a whole chicken in there.
You can make a whole chicken and then throw some vegetables on the
side
of it.
I'm just saying. Listen, I don't have a problem with the crock pot, but it's not, to me.
Clearly
just,
you do.
It's just cheating. No, it's not, though. But it's
cheating?
Kind of
like cheating how? What
cheating
do you mean by cheating? I don't understand what you mean by that.
I like getting out the stove, and I like the pile of
burn. You understand me? You better get comfortable now.
That's me.
Yeah, well, you said, yeah, right. And guess what?
Whatever.
You saying all of that. But when it's 95 degrees outside with a humidity of 101, let's say you sit up there in front of a stove sweating and your whole body. Well, get out of here with that.
You know,
unless
I'm
you
about
got central air conditioning.
I'm about
unless
to,
you
I'm
got
central
air conditioning, I see that working.
I'm about to blow you up. What about them day, that day I made them lamb chops? I made them in the oven and on top of the stove.
And
it
wasn't summertime either when you did it.
You sure?
I didn't get
sure?
no lamb chops.
This was months ago. This is some time ago now.
But it wasn't
this
in
was
the summertime either. We
sure?
did it. That was like a fall time. It wasn't no June, July, August. Are you kidding me?
Oh, okay. I was just
exactly.
I was
so
checking
don't even
your
start.
Memory. I was checking your memory. I was checking your memory.
checking
sure
my memory.
Sure. Right.
Yeah, yeah, it was more along the lines of she was calling you out. Don't act up. Don't act
Listen. She know how I get down with the lamb chops. That's my specialty. My daughter love my lamb chops.
You know I don't like heat. You know me with heat. Those
yeah,
things don't mix with me.
But you do it. Listen, but you do it for a lamb chop. I would. I don't like
no,
heat.
No, I'm
I
not.
Do it for a lamb chop.
It ain't that serious.
Just starve me, bro.
I'm trying to get me a George Foreman so I can throw a lamb chop on a George Foreman.
I know that's right.
I got a George Foreman grill too.
Oh my gosh! Look at y'all.
That's right,
y'all
George Foreman.
Y'all went from sexual terrorists to now y'all corner cutters. Y'all just
listen,
cutting
you
corners.
Have to know
that's
how to
right,
cut.
True.
What do you mean? You gotta know how to cut.
That's right.
I don't know.
You just
want to
be difficult.
I don't know about all them six course meal and no 135 degree weather. I don't do that.
Exactly.
This ain't, what you think this is? The side? We ain't watching Roots.
Okay. So
that's what they used to do back in the day.
They're in the container with the purple lips.
So
what did I just tell you?
We're doing the topic tonight of a week in review. And real talk, I got to set this off right here.
Oh God, not what happened earlier today.
No,
it's
not with that. I'm talking about this shit with this gorilla. Yo,
oh my
goodness. This shit popping up on
Harambe?
Facebook with this gorilla. Oh,
yes, Harambe. They did Harambe long.
Listen. We was having fun on Facebook with this whole gorilla thing. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to, but seriously, if I was a gorilla, I'd be telling kids stay the fuck away from me too before you get me shot. I'm just saying.
Yo,
that was funny.
But yo, but did you see the one where they had the kid looking through the glass and the gorilla was looking at him?
Flipping the bird?
So
yeah, he flipped the bird.
Yo, too much.
Yeah, they all having fun with that gorilla. But they did Harambe. They did Harambe wrong. They did him wrong.
What about the albino gorilla? Someone brought it up. They was like, if the gorilla was looking like
this. Oh yeah, he was albino.
And
let's talk about the mama and daddy. Here I am, and I'm sorry for our Caucasian, maybe Caucasian listeners, but listen. We that's what I was thinking when I first heard Bass. That's my first thought. I'm sorry. That's my first thought.
Too.
Well,
that was
my first thought.
You know what?
Oh, that the kid was Caucasian.
Then when I found out that they were African American,
that's when everybody got into an uproar.
I got mad because I'm like, yo, she just embarrassed our whole
race. No. The only way she embarrassed me is if I was that crazy. No. But let's be real for a moment.
Wait, but hold on. If you YouTube it, the same thing happens. I think
in 96.
Over in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it happened But that same zoo had an issue last year too. It was lions in the enclosure, in the engagement.
You know what?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah, and guess
no
what?
Signal.
If that was a tiger
or
a lion,
same zoo.
That child would have been done because tigers and lions don't play that. They don't play that.
Nope.
They don't play that. They ain't gonna be, let me know. No, he going, yeah.
Nope. He would have been gone.
Not for nothing.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. Let's be real for a minute, too. If the little kid was white, these people would have been in an uproar about that, about the damn gorilla getting shot.
Of course not. Of course not.
And I hate to do it, but it's the truth.
But that's the thing. Everybody was in the uproar because they was protesting outside the zoo saying that, you know, they didn't have to kill him. They shouldn't have shot. You know, they was protesting.
Well, what was
but
it?
You,
right,
but
well,
no, 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 no. But my point.
What were they supposed to do?
But again, you know what?
They could have. Now I'm gonna say this. They could have. They were saying that they would have did the
tranquilizer.
They're saying if they did the tranquilizer, that would arouse him up because, you know, that, like I said, he's an animal, and that's basically what happens when you do tranquilizers. They don't work on them immediately. But my thing is, I say this: they could have did two tranquilizers, and he would have probably went down within maybe a minute or two.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Within that middle or two, he could have whipped that kid apart, too. But that's not my issue.
Yeah, but they
you know?
They thought it took a long time for him to get help. They could have did it.
All right, but listen, I'm sure Nicole, I'm sure the bad applesauce, a.k.a. the agenda, will agree with me.
Oh, my God.
Why the hell did I hear the mother in the recording, oh, mommy loves you, don't be scared, mommy loves you. I would have been like, yo, while I was recording, I would have said, bitch, you better get your ass down there.
You better get your ass.
Like, yo, that's your kid. Like me. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I would listen. If that my kid, we'd have to die together. We'd have to die. We'd have to. Cause
that's
listen,
a ride
I'm,
or
I'm,
die
I'm,
for
I,
real though.
Yo, I'm.
I can see
to
you
die,
now
like,
diving down.
Yo, we gonna die together. Like, I'm not just gonna sit back and watch you, like watch an animal, and my kid. Like, I gotta do something. And
but
it's
I can
not
see
about
Marie
being a hero. It's not about being a hero. Yeah, if my I thought about it. I was like, if that was my daughter down there, dude, I'm going down there too. And
but
I'm
then I could see Marie screaming to the ape chunk to the gorilla, talking about, run, my dad's coming, my dad's coming, run,
yeah, my dad's coming.
We going through. Listen, we going to fight. As long as she can get away, if I can create an opportunity for her to get away, like, I would pray to never be in a situation like that. But at the same time,
fine.
I can't sit back and watch what's going on and not be active.
Right, and
proactive.
My thing is this, like I said, everybody, you know, like, everybody's overlooking one thing. Why the zoo is not liable? Because, first of all, how in the hell is that thing even open that children or a child is getting that? Like, how did, why?
But
like,
this
how?
Is what I'm telling you. They've already had issues at that exact zoo. This is what I'm saying. They had an issue before that, not for nothing, that the animals could have gotten out a couple of times because their enclosures were not secured properly. You understand?
Wow. You know what?
But you know what? And it brought to mind, you remember that lady that got mauled by that fucking, what was it, chimpanzee? A couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They didn't put that animal down right away, did they? They tranked it first, right? They tranked it. Then they took it off, and then they gave it a couple of days. It doesn't. Listen, a wild animal is a wild animal, point blank.
Right, exactly.
I don't care if it's a freaking cockatoo. A wild animal is a wild animal.
That's right.
So with that,
an animal is an animal. Period. Even your pet. Like I said, people be talking about, oh, my pet is no. Pets can attack. A pet get tired because, like I said, my cat. Dude, listen. I be watching. I mean, I think he know a little better, but you know what? I don't trust him.
The cat?
Well, see, one, you got a cat, so you automatically messed up anyway. You know cats are sneaky as hell.
Listen,
let's be real. Let's be real. Cats are the female animal. Cats are the female animal. Cats are
lady cats, too.
Listen, I don't like cats. They're too sneaky. They remind me of chicks. I'd rather a dog. I'm just saying.
But then you like having a dog is like having a
man. All the more my point.
Cat lucky. I ain't taking a KFC.
Yep.
That cat lucky.
It's not KFC. It's Mr. Wong.
There's all, I would have took him anywhere.
You can't take him to KFC. They don't use cat. That's Mr. Wong.
But they damn sure don't use chicken either. They just
don't.
Huh.
I know what they use, but I'm just saying.
I ain't messing with y'all.
I just say an animal is an animal regardless. I don't trust, but I just said, like I said, they're animals. You don't know what they're thinking. It's not like, listen, we're human beings, and half the time you walk out in the street, you don't even know what half of these damn humans are thinking. So imagine a damn cat, dog, a bird, or a damn raccoon.
Oh, whatever.
Let alone a big-ass 9,000-pound gorilla. What the hell do you think he thinks?
Lunch.
Exactly. Not even lunch, because he's not going to eat. Let me tell you something. He's not going to eat that child.
He would have accidentally on purpose damn near killed the child.
Right. But that's the thing. He's a gorilla. Gorillas, them Negroes eat bananas. They ain't thinking about no damn kid.
But what was crazy was that at one point they said it looked like the gorilla was trying to protect him.
Right.
But at the same token, he was also kind of dragging him around. Okay, what do you think gorillas do with their young in the wild?
Exactly.
I'm just curious.
Drag
them
around.
Exactly. But, that's what they understand.
That's exactly what they do. And the thing is, they drag them around, but they're not hurt. It looks like it's hurting them, but it's not hurting.
But that's a gorilla, not a human.
Yeah, exactly, because it's not a human. That's the thing. I mean, the gorilla probably wasn't aware. You know what I'm saying? It acts off instinct. It's an animal, so it's going to do what it does. But the whole thing is, the gorilla didn't try to beat the kid or smash the kid or crush the kid. He was pulling him because basically he was like, yo, come over here. You're coming with me. And wherever he went, you noticed that he shielded the kid.
He might have been scared also because he heard people yelling, so he might have been scared also.
And the kid was crying. So the gorilla probably didn't know what the hell, you know, was going on. But then again, we don't know because animals have more delicate senses than we do.
But
the sad thing is I think the best course of action in that moment was probably
to kill him,
because the tranquilizer thing, like you said earlier, is not going to work right away. And on top of that, it could have spooked him, and he could have went violent.
Right.
Exactly.
Then it totally could have went back.
Yeah, because, that's what I say, like, at first, like, my thing is, if he was going to do something to that kid, he would have did that when that child just got down. If, like, within the first seconds the kid was down, then we would have did something.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, it's not
like
the
that,
first
God.
Time that
right.
there's been a child that's gone into an enclosure.
Right.
But
you
now,
know?
But now check this out. But Mika, come on, walk with me, Mika. Let's walk away from that. Let's walk to this.
Oh Jesus!
What the hell did the father's criminal record have to do?
Have
with
to do
all
with
a
dick? Nick, what did I say about that? Nick,
once again. And like I said, you know, you hate putting race into it,
but once again, it has
to do because he's a black man. Like I said, just like you said, what does that, his criminal record got to do with the child being in the court? What
the father
wasn't
even
doing
there.
Anything?
The father wasn't even there. No, the
man,
father
wasn't
else.
Even there.
But this is like, what did I tell you, Nick? I said this is just like with Sean Bell when the cops killed him and they brought up his criminal record from like 1,000 years ago. What does that have to do with these cops shooting him? Nothing.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. What does this whole thing have to do with this man's criminal record? What does that have to do with it?
I think I know why.
Why?
The reason why his criminal record was put out there.
Let's hear it. This better be good.
because there's some type of correlation. I think when the kid fell down there, the gorilla knew that his father was a crook, so he was,
you know,
he
what?
Had a mission, so he was scared.
Yes.
And
oh.
They had to shoot the gorilla to make
Brother
sure
B, go
the gorilla
in the corner.
Didn't harm his son, because he knew he had a criminal activity. He was a criminal.
You know what?
So I think it has something to do with that. They was afraid,
you know,
that the gorilla was going to hold his son hostage because maybe there was a drug deal going bad.
You know
they had, and he was like, "Yo, like, you're going to get my son, so you know they're going to get his son, so we got to kill the gorilla."
He said the gorilla going to hold his son.
That's how it went down. It was matter of fact, it was a banana deal going bad.
It was
a
banana,
right?
You know what?
Bad banana still going back.
So the gorilla was basically holding Shorty hostage until Pops came
through
with the bananas.
Exactly. Until he,
you know what? You know what? That's
but
it. I'm done.
He said when he comes through with the bananas.
Yeah,
not the bananas, but the bananas.
When he came through with that shipment of the yellow thing, then boom, you can get your son back. That's
the
yellow thing.
I tell you, it's terrible.
That's
it's terrible. I really don't understand what that had to do with that man. I really
it
don't.
Had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Of course,
but
not.
Again,
anytime a black person is involved in something, they
exactly, the first thing
they
want to
bring up
the
damn criminal history. I don't make no listen. This is just like you said, the father wasn't even there. But what in the hell that got to do with this? And like, I mean,
Obama wasn't there, but he would get blamed for it.
No,
exactly.
He did get blamed for it, as a matter of fact. I believe he got blamed for it, too.
And he wasn't president. This
wait a minute. Did you just say Obama got blamed for that?
Listen, if that man liked a BLT sandwich, they would boycott bacon. Hush.
Listen, this is the deal. Why Obama got blamed for it was because
he ain't
if
black
the economy,
enough.
And listen, if the economy wasn't doing so great, she wouldn't have had the money to go take all her kids
to the zoo, and then the kid wouldn't have gotten into the enclosure.
And the kid
wouldn't
have gotten
into the
enclosure.
That's
why it's Obama's fault. That's why it's Obama's fault.
Because the economy is good, and she got to go.
We can afford to take our kids, yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, we can take the kids to the zoo, and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, because it's Obama's fault, because they made money, because they had money.
And guess what the hell is on right now? Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Are you
right? Did you see the one?
What channel? Wait, what channel? Hush, what channel?
Did you see the meme? Did you see the meme where Caesar had the shotgun?
Yes.
Yes, yep.
Yes,
yo.
I was screaming.
Yo.
I think I put it on Instagram.
I ain't laughed so hard.
But I'm just saying, like, how would they put this on since that happened? See, they're
going to
have all gorillas up in the uproar. You see that?
I'm telling you, it's going to really be Caesar and his crew rolling through looking for everybody.
They're
going to
be looking for
Jack
everybody
and me,
at the Cincinnati Zoo.
But you know what? We're going to be all right, because I'm gonna give Caesar an L. He's going to get high. He's going to be like, all right, you cool, son. You cool, son. And he's going to go look for everybody else.
Listen, when he come look for me, I'm giving him one of the kids.
Oh, shit.
No,
he ain't gonna take them.
Yes, he will.
Listen, Caesar ain't taking nobody's kids. He gonna look at us. He's like, y'all better keep some kids away from me.
I don't got little kids. I got grown men. So that's why I say I give him one of them. Matter of fact, the oldest one. Take him. Yeah, take him with you.
He don't want him. He don't want. Listen, Caesar coming straight through the hood with his shoddy, and that's a wrap. He gonna be looking for somebody to start it. Don't throw no kids his way, because he ain't trying to get shot for nobody's kid. He's like,
I know.
He's
trying to get shot for nobody's kid.
Now, of course, we're sitting here. Listen, this is why we're sitting here joking about this, and I don't think people understand why. Because this is the dumbest thing ever. Because if the tables were turned, we wouldn't even be having this conversation about something like this. Peter wouldn't be giving a crap any other time. Peter didn't listen. Peter didn't go after that lady's chimpanzee when it mauled that other lady, did it? No. Peter ain't have nothing to say about it.
And they didn't kill that chimpanzee either, did they?
No, they did put the chimp down. They did. Not immediately, but they did put the chimp down. Oh. But Pete ain't have nothing to say about that.
Well, maybe because it was a chimpanzee, you know. I guess
No. PETA is for the some people for ethical treatment of animals. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, I know.
So if it was a goldfish, they'd have been like, "Oh, the poor goldfish." The fucking goldfish. It's the lifespan is like 2 days. Fuck out of here. But this is what I'm saying. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, do any of you think that the mother should be or the family should be? Because they're really coming at the family heart.
Yeah, and I think they're OD'ing. I think they really OD'ing.
I don't.
If she had both of them. No, well, listen.
That was Shonda Gray. That bitch wasn't paying attention to her child.
But God knows how often
she's done this. Nah.
But wait a minute. She had other kids with her.
Then if she can't watch her kids, then she shouldn't have them.
How about this? How many of us, and I'm going to say this, how many of us have went to places either with our own kids or other people's kids, or remember back in the days when our parents took us places and had more than one person? Did anybody get lost? Did anybody get into the zoo enclosure?
Exactly.
Did anybody? No.
All right, first of all, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm an only child. My mom ain't let me. Listen,
all,
I spent my childhood around adults.
All right, check this out. First of all, you'd have been an ass and a half to disappear because you know you got the lecture before you went out the door.
If you ask me anything,
I'm going to whip your ass.
If you breathe on a motherfucker the wrong way, I'm going to whip your ass.
Exactly.
But that's my whole point.
If you look cockeyed.
That's my whole thing. It's like, I see it let's not just talk about her. I see a lot, like I said, depending on what kind of parent she is or whatever, because we don't know her or nothing, but I see a lot now where these parents are very lax when it comes to their kids and they let the kids just run around. When I go to the laundromat, the laundromat is a laundromat, not a playground, not the park, but as soon as one or two kids are around, the kids just running all over the place. They're everywhere. They're bumping into people, and the parents don't say nothing. That's bull BS, because guess what? That wouldn't have been my kids. Once again, my kids ain't perfect, but when they was younger, sit your ass down. You can play, but you're going to play right here where we sitting at. You're not going to be running around all over the place, because if you get hurt or something like that, ain't nobody going to, you know, they're going to look at me cockeyed stitching.
Wow, what's that like letting
it's
your
crazy.
Kids run around? I don't know what that's like.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like they let the kids go anywhere. They let them roam all over the place. And even in the stores, it's the same thing. The kids go everywhere. No, your kids are supposed to be next to you, so you can see them at all times.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I don't play that.
Because I take Jackson up every day and I bring him to the office with me. Because surprisingly enough, he allowed me to do that. But I lock him in one of the empty offices. The only time he's allowed to come out is to get something to drink or to pee. If you ain't doing one of them things, you sit your ass down and you don't move until it's time to leave.
Exactly. It's like,
But that's me because I don't want to hear no bullshit. And if his little ass get hurt at my job, it's a wrap for me.
So why should I have any of that? But it's just, these people, wasn't there a movie back in the day for who's watching the children?
But here's one better for you. You know the mother is. But here's your bet. Here's one better. You know the mother is a director of a daycare center, right?
Oh, geez.
What?
Lord have mercy.
Y'all ain't know
the kid's mother?
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, Lord.
No. Well, you know
what's funny? Can you hear me now?
Hello?
What is that?
Well, I guess I can hear you. Well, I guess She just lost some points.
How did you not know this?
I didn't know that.
Listen, when I found out this was a black chick, I was like, oh, Lord, let me find out what type of person she's. You know, I was all up in the business. Because I'm nosy. Because, listen, I know at that age, if I would have even thought about breathing in the air the wrong way, my mother would have had me by my head, whooped me. Call my grandmother, told me to walk to Vernon, go see your grandmother, I'd have got my ass whooped again. Which means I'd have been walking from 12th Street to Vernon with an ass whooping, and then walking back from Vernon to 12th Street. Yeah, see, so it's like, you don't do that.
Listen, all my mother had to do was give me a look, and I knew not to play. What she had to do was
exactly.
look, I'm going to be right here, right behind you,
right next
to you.
But what I'm saying is, you know, it's different altogether. Like, listen, I'm lenient with the boys, but they knew better. Jackson know better now.
All right.
So let's jump to something else. All right, now, we got this dude Trump running for president, and I was watching the news this morning. And matter of fact, fuck him. All right, let's talk about this dude. Let's talk about this dude who got who they tried to charge for manslaughter.
Yes.
For going to
let's
his
talk
wife.
About. Okay, wait. You know what? Let's not talk about him because that started a fight on Facebook today.
What?
So why?
You knew about.
Elaborate. Elaborate a little more. What happened? I don't like. I heard about what happened, but I didn't really hear it.
Okay, wait. The fight on Facebook or the incident?
No, the incident.
Okay, so here's what had happened. All right. So this dude, pervert or whatever, he knocked. I don't know why he decided to knock on these people's door or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He went, he knocked on the door, he exposes himself to the lady, then pushes his way into the apartment. Mind you, she's there with her sister and her husband and the brother-in-law in the back. Okay? So he exposes himself, pushes himself in, and tries to freaking rip off her clothes and rape her right there.
Oh, you fucking... Wow.
I'm not done. But
wow.
What he don't know is that these two are in the back. So she's screaming. They come out like, what the hell's going on? They see the dude. They get the dude up off of him. Mind you, the sister trying to fight him off, too. It ain't help because he was trying to get the sister at the same time.
Oh,
right?
Lord.
So they got him off. You know, the brother got him off. He's tending to the two ladies. The father goes after the dude, gets the dude in the elevator. They start cussing. I don't know where the tire iron came from, by the way. I guess it was in the back doing Lord knows what. They're scuffling in the elevator, right? And the dude is pounding the guy in the head. I guess the dude, remember, he had the tie iron? He cracked him twice with the dude's head, and that was a wrap.
What?
And he got him good. He got him good. But my thing is this. The dude that hit him, the husband, the man is 61 years old. This cat that attacked is younger than him by, what, 15 years?
Wow.
Listen, I'm going to grab everything under the sun. Motherfucker, you better hope I don't have a stun gun with a tie iron because I'm going to gather some shit to shock the fuck out of you.
Wow.
Listen, at that age, you shouldn't be having to fight nobody or for nobody. You should be chilling.
But my thing is,
was
he a neighbor? Did they notice? They didn't know this guy? Or
no,
just...
no, they didn't know him. And you really
did
think
he live in the building?
No.
So why the fuck?
All right, well, wait a minute.
This happened up and down.
I heard that he was a neighbor
reports.
And that he was mental.
That's the conflicting report. They said he lived in the building. They said he was missing.
Now they're saying he lived in the building because when it first broke, they didn't know him. They didn't know anything about him. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day.
No, it don't matter.
But see, that's what I'm saying. The way it sounds, that's what I'm saying. The way you're telling the story, that's what I'm saying. That sounded like somebody that they, not that they knew him, but he had to be somebody that lived in the building.
Exactly.
Like I said, the initial report was he didn't live in the building. He got in the building somehow by you know how people in the hood be ringing bells until somebody let them in.
Right, until somebody opened up the door. Yeah.
Well, that's how he got in the building.
Wow.
That was the initial report.
Wow.
But at the end of the day, this man did what he had to do.
Right.
That's right.
And I'm sorry, you know, people have their opinions, and I'm not knocking anybody who thinks that, you know. The older dude should have handled it a different way. But I'm going to tell you like this.
Your adrenaline is pumping. You trying to fight because you don't want – you got to get them before they get you.
My
this
point
is – fight is survival. Fuck that.
It's a fight or flight kind of thing. And now I'm not going to get too much into shit, but I'm going to tell you this much. Living the life that I've lived, honey, I'd have probably tried to push his ass down the elevator shaft. I'm going to put it to you like that.
Yeah, I was
on
me too.
So I'm not mad at him.
When
he's
on some bullshit like that.
But people saying, oh, he's being a vigilante, he's taking the law into his hands.
Oh,
no,
come on.
He's doing what anybody else would do.
We'll put it like this.
Just like the father, I'm sorry to cut you off. Just like the father that freaking caught this dude had raped this little girl. Little girl went to the father.
In Texas? In Texas?
Yeah, huh? Yep.
Yeah, Texas. Yep. Yeah, he came in. He came in, and while the dude was attempting to rape his daughter.
Yep.
Mm. It's like his 5 or 6 year old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
And he went to town. And he went to town. And dude, he killed him.
And he got off.
Know. And the thing is this. No, none of us here are stupid. We know that the law applies only to certain people.
Yeah.
It only applies to the white man. When it comes to the black people, they're going to arrest.
Right.
Because remember, I hate to say it like this, whoever's listening, you're rocking with the men, dude. 347-324-3395 is the calling number. But this is the deal. People can say what they want and talk all that shit until they're in that position.
Exactly.
Because I don't care what color you are, you got your hands on my woman or my wife, listen, we going in.
Yep.
That's that. Like, if you got balls, and I don't care how sick you feel, they try to say you are in the head. If you got the goal, if you feeling froggy that day to leap and touch my loved one, then you asking for everything. You asking for everything that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing they're gonna try to put out. They're gonna say, oh well, he was mentally ill, so you knew he was mentally ill because he lived in. No, that's bullshit. If he was mentally ill, then who the fuck? Once again, who's watching these people?
Hello.
Who's
regulating his meds?
That's the thing that's killing me in this. I'll just say in New York right now. Who is watching the people? Who's watching the elderly? Every goddamn day I'm getting, what you call those things, silver alert on my damn phone. Who's watching everybody? Who's watching the
like
children?
This.
Who's watching the elderly?
Who's paying attention?
Well, put it like this. If he was so mentally disturbed or mentally ill, somebody told him about vagina.
Hello?
Somebody told him about breast. He wasn't that ill to not learn
somebody
about that.
Somebody had to see something.
Oh, boy. He probably came down. You know what, Cohen? He probably came down to that house all the time, and they probably, like, on his normal days, I guess the days that he was taking his medication, they probably fed him and, oh, so-and-so come in the house, whatever, and that day, this particular day, he ain't take his medication.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. This is why don't nobody come in my house as it is.
Absolutely. That's why I do not invite people to my house like that. I don't give a damn. Because, see, that particular day I let you in, you might want to have an episode. You won't have no episode up in here because you going out in a body bag.
I know.
I'll play that.
Right.
You ain't having no episode up in this house.
But see, that's the problem. Even though we want to respect the law, 9 times out of 10... the law ain't going to be nowhere near when your shit pops off.
That's right, absolutely.
So you have to do what you have to do and take matters into your own hands.
Well,
as,
I also hear
any,
that the DA...
For your own survival.
For your own
survival
safety, exactly.
But I also heard the DA in New York, the new DA anyway, is more corrupt than the last one. How's that even possible?
It
is.
Hey, listen. Even though I'm a transplant... You know, my citizenship has been revoked. You know, my mother took away my New York citizenship. It is what it is. But I'm saying, for the 20-some-odd years that I was there, it was already, like, we had Koch. Remember Koch, everyone?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It wasn't bad with Dinkins.
Oh,
but then we got Giuliani and freaking Bloomberg.
Giuliani.
Okay, now you got whatever this guy's name is, who apparently is hated by the NYPD, which means I love him.
Listen, of course, you know why.
Giuliani.
First of all, you know why he's hated by the NYPD. You know why?
Well, what? Wait, huh?
I said I don't like Giuliani in the world, but motherfucker, he had motherfuckers in check. Crime was lower. He had a zero tolerance.
Yeah, but the problem is Giuliani was going after everyone, and a lot of the times he was dead wrong. Because not everyone of the darker persuasion is a crook. Just
exactly.
Like not everybody of the lighter persuasion is a saint. Motherfuckers is fucked up, period. I don't care if you live uptown. I don't care if you live downtown, Chinatown, Midtown, the West Side. I don't give a fuck.
But they teach that. They teach that. They teach that in school.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That's why I stopped going for law. They teach that.
And this is a problem. And this is a problem because at the end of the day, we are all the same. Best believe we all put that leg in the pen, one leg at a time.
But you know what? They'll say it, but they don't mean it.
But they don't live by it.
No,
because that's okay because I'm quick
to remind the motherfucker. I don't care.
I find it so interesting how other people come to this country and talk about what it is.
Then take your ass back to that freaking third world starving ass country you came from.
Listen, I've had people come from other ethnicities, other minorities, and they talk about you people. I'm like, you people? What are you talking about? Me? You talking about black people? Hey, yo, let me have you understand something. I don't know where the hell you were or your family was when Martin Luther King was marching for everybody. Like, we were the scapegoats. We were the guinea pigs for this immigrant import-export type shit. So don't sit here and talk to me about you people. Because last time I checked, and I paid somewhat attention in history, everybody that came to this country after the Pilgrims were hated. From the Irish to the Chinese to the Japanese, anybody that came over here to this country, to the Italians, they were all hated. They were all hated.
Now I'm gonna actually have to do this. You guys are gonna have to scream, and I don't give a rat's ass.
What?
They were all hated. There's no doubt about it. But the difference is they band together.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We don't.
No, we don't.
We are like crabs in a bucket.
Oh no. Yeah.
Okay. So
when we get together. When there's a crab fest in Maryland, or there's a sale at Popeyes. That's the only time we're
going
to barbecue.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. When there's a barbecue and a family barbecue.
And a family barbecue. Listen,
or there's a jam in the park.
When them Mexicans was down there in that mine, and you see how they stuck together to get the hell out of there? If that was us... Only one person would have came out of it. Either nobody or one person would have came out of there.
But you ain't lying, and that's the problem. But you know what? Again, but at the end of the day, you talking about you people, bruh, take your butt back to where you came from and see if you got even a tenth of the liberties that I have now.
Right.
You don't
exactly.
like it? Toodaloo. Off Wiedersehen, sayonara, au revoir. Yes, I can say goodbye in every damn language I need to. I was going to say it in hood. Get the fuck out of here.
See you later, son.
But it's the truth. What do you mean, like, you come over here talking about you people? Like, what are we, like, aliens?
And then what makes it even worse is once they get to know you, they're like, oh, wow, you really aren't that bad. I'm like, dude,
because what other people are telling them, that's why.
It's not only that. It's what they see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like that damn commercial that came out of China.
Oh, yeah,
they put the black dude in the washing machine. He came out nice, clean, and Chinese. Listen, I had a co-worker show me that, and he's like, aren't you offended? I was like, no. He's like, don't you find it racist? I said, yeah, but that's been something between the black and the Asian culture for years.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing new. He's like, what do you mean? Trying to explain this to someone who is not from New York alone is just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into this big explanation nonetheless, and I said, at the end of the day, we're all one and the same. They end up respecting us, we end up respecting them, and that's just what it is. Because honestly, they don't like us, but I guarantee, and I say this about every culture that got a problem with this culture here. You don't like us, but you love our music, you love our clothes. You want to dance like us.
You
want to cook like us.
And
you
love our men.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I'm saying, how much are you really hate? You hate me because you want to be me when you grow up. That's my response to that.
Yep, that's what it is.
Except for one thing. I am not putting no man in the washing machine hoping he come out another color. If I put him in the washing machine, he's asked for to be in there fixing that motherfucker because he's going to put something in there to break it in the first place. Like, there's a Mimi that I have reposted that I had seen. And it's a Mimi of a white chick and a black chick. And she turns to the black chick and she says, "You're the whitest black chick I know." And she's like, "I'm sorry, wait a second. I'm not trying to be white. And you're insulting me by even, you know, assuming that I want to be white. I'm happy who I am." But that shows exactly how much of a racist you are. Like, come on.
Some people don't think they're being racist.
But they are. They absolutely are. Like, come on, guys. Let's face it. How many times am I going to get bagged on for sounding so old, so proper?
Right. Yeah. It's crazy.
But at the end of the day, I'm not trying to be anything other than what I am. You just mad because I can float in between three universes? I'm sorry for it. I can be hood when I have to. I can be very business and intelligent when I have to. I prefer to be me, which is a booze-swilling, pot-smoking loser.
The problem is the fact that you know when to turn it on and turn it off. That's the problem.
Well, I'm sorry that, again, I was taught to navigate. Navigation is a beautiful thing. You can only get but so lost if you have a map.
But
okay, fine.
You're not supposed to be that smart.
Well, damn, it sucks to be them. I don't know what to tell them. Get their heads out of their asses. Remove that lump of coal because it's time for a diamond. What?
The whole thing is just that they just don't want you being equivalent. They don't want you to think that you're being equivalent.
Yeah, they don't. They never do.
Well, listen.
Like,
listen.
I don't know about you, but yo, house niggas is out here hard. The return of the house nigga, they back and they stronger than ever.
Oh yeah.
Are we talking about Ben Carson now? Because if we're talking about Ben Carson, I got to tell you, that's just a waste of oxygen.
No, it's been actually before him. But it's just that it seemed like these past couple of years, the resurgence of the house nigga, the Sambo nigga is back. And it's back harder than ever.
Okay, before you say that again, wait, could you please, for those who have no idea, who, you know, aren't old enough to even know what good times is, can you please explain to the masses what you mean by this? For those that are watching, Roots, the return.
House nigga is the one that's in the house that takes shit, that stays closest to the master like a dog. He does whatever the master says, and if the master say, "I want you to go out in the field and grab me one of those field Negroes and beat them," that's what the house nigga's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The house nigga is basically, you know, the master's pet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed when it comes down to jobs, it's just in general, like, especially at work.
Oh, you definitely see them in the workplace.
Oh, in the workplace. These houses.
In the workplace.
Oh,
they are hard to
in the workplace.
They just might as well put some powder on. They might as well just throw bleach straight on their skin and just cut to the chase. Because, yo.
Oh, God.
House niggas is doing their thing. They breath smell like doodle. Like, they just doing it.
He's like, "Oh, my God."
And you know what's sad? The cats that are speaking the truth and that don't kiss ass, basically the Negroes in the field, are really getting, you know, they getting they 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to burn. You got, they lynching. They burning. They doing whatever it takes. You know what I'm saying? Metaphorically. But in the workplace, they'll oust you quick. Oh, that's a rebel Negro from the field? Get him out of here.
Yep.
I don't care if he has 5 kids and a wife that's pregnant. Get him out of here.
Yeah,
get him out.
Much.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep, get him out. Get him out.
It's definitely a modern slavery going on. But cats don't recognize it because, you know, it's like. Because
they dangling shiny things in front of them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, that's shiny. That's nice. Could I have
what,
that?
What, the newspaper? Don't nobody care.
You know, so it's sad. It's like nowadays, ignorance is the new common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And common sense is the newest rarity. It's the unicorn. You're not the only unicorn.
But remember years ago how they used to burn and they society used to shun, you know, philosophers and scientists that have certain beliefs? It's getting back to that more than ever now. Like, you can't be smart. You can't have intellect and show it, because the next thing you know, and matter of fact, this is something I wanted to drop on you, because, damn, we ain't got much time left. But this is something I wanted to drop on you. I just saw The Winter Soldier with Captain America.
Are you serious?
I just wasn't in the mood. But, yo, I'm looking at these Marvel and the DC. I'm noticing the subliminal messages. Are you? Like,
no,
there was a real subliminal message in The Winter Soldier. There was a real subliminal message. Like, the whole plot that Hydra wanted to get rid of select people.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that Illuminati stuff now?
Yeah, but see, but if you watch it, remember the type of people that they wanted to get rid of. It wasn't just it wasn't about a color thing. It was about they weeded out how many people in the world would actually go forth and, like, kind of challenge the system. Things like, oh, like, this person's going to be a problem. Or we did the algorithm to find out this person is going to be a problem, that's going to be a problem. So, you know what, it's like population control / let's get rid of the troublemakers before they start or before they're even born.
Fair enough.
When I watched it, I was like, wow. Like, somebody would say, you're thinking too deep. And I was going to be like, nah, I'm not thinking too deep. Because
she's like, yes.
Captain America. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, but see, there is some truth in jest.
But they be putting little subliminal stuff in some of these movies, I believe.
They do. Because
just
they
like,
do
what's that movie that's coming up? When they did, what was the movie? Independence Day. I felt there was subliminal stuff going with that. The first Independence Day,
Aliens inside of us fucking up, and it's like, yo, you gotta go.
Well, then, can we not have two come out? Well, actually, let me rephrase. I'm actually glad that two's coming out, because the main character from one, I don't want to see his ass in this anyway. He's probably gonna fuck up Suicide Squad. Okay, I'm done.
Will Smith. Oh, yeah, they got some other kid playing, some other guy.
Thank God.
It's his son.
I guess it's
supposed to be his son.
Yeah, that's supposed to be his son, right?
Yeah, the stepson.
The stepson is playing that. Oh, okay.
Anything is better than him being in this movie.
Yeah, because they got, everybody else is in
the movie. Because his greedy, here it is. Fox and Friends cites rap sheet of black dad who wasn't at Zoo to blame him for Gorilla's death. In case you're wondering, I am on Facebook. Okay.
Wait, what happened?
Facebook. I will repost this, but this is from Fox News and Friends. Cites rap sheet of black dad who wasn't, notice it says, wasn't at Zoo to blame him for Gorilla's death. Okay? Now, my cousin actually posted this, so I'm reposting it.
He didn't get that. He didn't send off that shipment. He had his.
And that's what happened.
He was like, yo,
if
you don't get my bananas here right now.
I'm holding Shorty hostage.
That's it.
You got
I'm
into 12.
Him through the water. I'm dragging him through the water.
I'm dragging him through the water.
Like,
you got until 12. If my nanas ain't here by 12, it's a wrap.
Exactly.
Right, my nanas.
And you know what? And I want X. And you know what? Since you late with the shipment, I want some strawberries too. I want strawberries.
If you're late, they eat cabbage, right?
They eat just about anything.
So.
They don't eat meat.
Yeah, they don't eat meat.
They're not meat eaters. Yeah, gorillas and monkeys, they don't eat meat. They eat.
Okay, I don't even know what to do with this one right now.
Fruits and vegetables.
Well, first of all, I hate to make the a joke out of it, but then again, everybody else is making a joke out of it. Like, you're bringing the father who has nothing to do with it. Like, you know,
he wasn't there.
But what's sad is,
he wasn't even there.
Look at the racism.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're turning this into a racist situation.
Yeah,
it has,
exactly.
Because they've got nothing else. It just can't be a fucked up accent. No, it's got to be racial.
Yeah.
But my question to you is this. How are you going to sit there and tell me that, you know, all of this isn't racist, it's not racist-based, but yet and still, if this guy was of the lighter persuasion who had a big rap sheet, you think they'd have brought this up? Absolutely not.
No. They wouldn't even mention him.
Whoa.
Nope.
At all. They wouldn't have mentioned him at all.
Nope.
Don't be
they'd
surprised.
Like, oh,
this is a tragic accident
today. A little boy wandered into the enclosure and, you know, we had to put him down. But there would have been no outrage.
Whoa.
Right.
Nah.
Oh, Nikki.
Nah. Well, listen, we got less than 60 seconds. All I can say is lucky Michael Vick wasn't there. But anyway.
You stupid.
Right?
Wow.
Oh,
if Michael Vick was there, they probably would have shot him instead. But
yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
We got 60 seconds. That was our weekend review of some of the topics from Monday to Thursday. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend. And that's that. Big Red,
yep.
Cole, Mika, and Brother B signing off till our topic next week. When is it that good time to have that talk with your kid?
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, because I'm afraid to do it. I'm scared. But anyway,
you better do it now.
Oh,
do it now.
All right,
don't wait. All right, y'all.
Put in the can.
All right, later, guys.
Take it easy. Later.
All right, peace.
All right.